now time to explain to people just what's wrong with me.
Yay!
You've put your blood, sweat, and tears into a killer podcast. Now it's time to focus on the numbers. At Spotify, we offer some key metrics that can help you determine how effectively your podcast is reaching listeners and how well you are holding their attention. Many podcasters believe that focusing on total consumption time is one of the best indicators of success. However, we've found that looking past that number and zeroing in on a few other important metrics is far more informative in measuring the growth and engagement of your audience. In our series The Input, we do a deep dive into these numbers with the help of Spotify experts. But for a quick breakdown, read on for what these metrics are, what they mean, and how they can help you continue to gain followers, listeners, and, eventually, loyal fans. Number of starts and streams at both the podcast and episode levels, you'll be able to see the number of starts, that's how many people actually press play, as well as the total number of streams. A stream is calculated after a full 60 seconds have been played. Looking at this from the podcast level allows you to get a glimpse into the growth of your podcast, episode to episode. It also highlights any major spikes or dips in streams to help you better understand what type of content has resonated the most with your audience. Are there some episodes that do better than others? What can you learn from those? Individual episode performance. Your episode performance data offers a snapshot into exactly how your audience is engaging with your podcast, second by second. You'll see a graph that represents your audience's retention. It includes the average time users spent listening to the episode, plus the percentage of listeners that got to the first, second, and third quartile, and those who made it all the way to the end. This allows you to track exactly when people drop out. Did you grab listeners from the beginning? Did you put an ad up that may have affected the retention rate? Take note of any steep drops in retention and revisit that time in your audio. This may indicate a point that people are skipping through. Perhaps an ad was placed there. If not, it could be a place where users simply lost interest. It's also useful to compare the performance of each of your episodes to look for any patterns in your users' listening habits. Does retention always drop around the same time? Why might that be? Number of unique listeners and followers. These two metrics give you insight into your total reach, including how many unique listeners started each episode. You can also track if you're getting more listeners as you publish more episodes. Meanwhile, your follower count indicates the number of people who click the follow button on your podcast. Once someone does that, your podcast is added to their library, and the library updates when you release a new episode. While this allows you to see how many people are finding your podcast and interested enough to follow you, it doesn't reflect how many of those people will end up actually listening to an episode. Gender, age, and geography breakdowns. Get to know who your audience better with data that details the gender, age, and location of each registered listener. This can be helpful for figuring out appropriate content for your podcast, targeting ads, and maybe even setting up appearances or tours in countries where your podcast is particularly popular. Gauging success of these key metrics, we think the first two are especially effective in gauging the growth and success of your podcast. Focusing on the number of streams over time and the retention rates for each individual episode reveals how people are truly engaging in your podcast. And if they're already tuning in for the long haul, congrats. You've clearly got a hit on your hands. Through giving people a voice, feeling a sense of personal accomplishment for something you put together yourself, and being able to express yourself and your thoughts all have highly therapeutic values. The level of pride you feel in yourself as you celebrate your own successes is wonderful for your self-esteem, self-confidence, and overall sense of self-worth. Another benefit you gain from your podcast is known as a parasocial relationship. Parasocial relationships are one-sided relationships that form between media personas and their audiences. The easiest way to understand a parasocial relationship is to consider a media persona you adore, such as a singer, actor or actress, or other media personality. Now, consider the way you feel about that person. Chances are, you feel like you have some form of meaningful connection with them, despite the fact that they have no idea who you are. Still, because you are a part of their overall audience, they care about you and add to the relationship, just not on a personal level. Parasocial relationships can be healthy to an extent, offering a sense of belonging and creating a wonderful sense of community. However, it is important that you do not rely exclusively on parasocial relationships in your life, or you will begin to feel lonely and disconnected from the world around you. As you grow, continue to nurture interpersonal relationships you develop through your podcast. This will not only support you with growing your podcast but developing your sense of well-being, too.
The great stories only you already know how to tell a great story. Stories that draw listeners in, spark a debate, make people laugh, or maybe even freak them out. Whatever story you're telling, we're here to help your podcast grow. Welcome to Spotify for Podcasters. Submit your podcast to Spotify and share it with millions of listeners in over 75 countries, no matter how they're tuning in. Meet your listeners and followers, learn more about who they are, and even what music they like, so you can understand your audience and pitch to sponsors. See how people respond to your episodes, which ones they enjoy, where and how they listen, and when they tune in, or so now, so you can make each episode better than the one before. Reach a world of new listeners, hold their attention, and watch your followers grow. And then you can focus on telling the great stories only you can tell. This is Spotify for Podcasters.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Jimmy James, and here's a quick, less than a minute, little tidbit on why Anchor is one of the best out there for doing your own podcast. Let me play this short video for you. And just listen to what he has to say.
Until now, finding a sponsor for your podcast has been really hard. Anchor Sponsorships changes all of that by doing the work for you and matching you with great advertisers that fit your podcast. It's a new world of advertising for independent podcasters. Here's how it works. When you turn on sponsorships, we'll start connecting you with potential sponsors right away. As soon as we match you with one you want to work with, all you need to do is record a custom ad in your own voice. Then, choose where in each of your episodes you want your ad to appear. As your episode gets played, you get paid. And you can cash out whenever you want. Sign up now and start getting paid to podcast.
All right. Yeah. That's how I pretty much started getting money from doing my podcast. Anchor has all this stuff right on its app. You can literally learn a lot. So I suggest what you do before, and this would be like podcasting 5 through 7. A lot of the stuff I had was just talking. I copied some stuff down and I text-to-speech it. But there's some good videos on how to do it if you need visual or if you can just hear it and understand. It's pretty simple. Obviously, I'm going to put the link for that YouTube in the description below. You should see it on Spotify. I'm actually going to be more on the end of Spotify now, and Spotify and Anchor are together, but I use Anchor mainly. Unless I see something out there that's better on Spotify, then I'll switch over to that, but I think I'll be staying with Anchor. Just the ads alone. And here's one more I'll throw out there for you.
You put a lot of time, energy, and effort into creating your podcast. We believe you should be rewarded for that. Introducing Ads by Anchor, a better way for podcasters to earn without compromising the listener experience. There are three flexible options. First up, ambassador ads. Once you're eligible, you can start earning money by telling others about Anchor and your podcast. Then there's automated ads, which allows creators to tap into top brands through the Spotify Audience Network. Simply select where you'd like sponsor read ads to appear in your show. They'll be automatically inserted and tailored to listeners' interests. And for Anchor creators with the highest listener engagement, there's premium sponsorships. We'll match you with brands that want to advertise on your show. You pick which ones to read for in your own voice. Podcast monetization is within reach for more creators and easier than ever with ads by Anchor. Made for everyone, powered by Spotify.
So right there, I'm still learning a lot. I'm going to turn that off, but I'm still learning a lot. Like, this is all new with the ambassador ads. I've been doing ads just for Anchor, but I am literally today just getting into the premium ads where Spotify is going to just put ads in for my show. I don't have no part of that. And that's what I want to get down to. But, like, you got to remember, I've been doing this since 2020. So, you know, almost 2 years. I suggest if you're interested in doing something like this, you're going to want to start out slow, structure, a goal. And I'm going to switch over to Adobe for a minute or two, and you're going to hear the difference from, like, hey, what's up, guys? It's Jimmy James, the host of the Jimmy James Show, A to Z, Life and Beyond. And then let's hear how this sounds.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short Anchor sponsor.
Alright guys, this is what it sounds like with Adobe On. This is one of the apps that you will probably use, or an app like that. There's Audio Lab, which I really like. By the way, I'm giving a shout out to Spotify, Anchor, Audio Lab, and Adobe On. I've been using Adobe On for a while. It has very few things you could do, but let me tell you something. It's free. You don't have to pay for nothing. And you get that lossless. Okay, so basically that's just better, the best quality you can get. For example, I don't know the exacts. I don't have them in front of me, which I should have probably did. But if for like 5 minutes worth of audio, it consumes more, like a certain amount of megabytes versus 5 minutes of audio, which is regular Adobe, which still sounds great, but it will consume way less, like, you know, one to 5 megabytes or whatever it is, whatever, you know, it is. But Adobe is really good for music. It really pops out your voice. You could have a great voice as it is, and I'm talking about like singers and stuff, not me. Some people just have the voice for podcasting or being a singer. You know, I cannot sing. You know, I can imitate, but that's not what it's about. It's about drawing your listeners in. Like, whoever's listening to this and they want to get into podcasting, or even if they don't, you might be intrigued, like, wow, that might help me in another subject. Okay, so I'm going to read something here. All right. This is a story. It's just a little story they put on, like, for Spotify. This is a black woman. Okay, her podcast name is Therapy for Black Girls. All right. So let me give you an idea what this is about. Usually I can't open other stuff when I do Adobe, but, you know, I'm multitasking here on my phone. By the way, I do this all on my phone. Like I said, 99% of it. Therapy for Black Girls. I can't see her name. It's a little small. Anyway, I love hearing Spotify as a home for my podcast. I use the analytics provided to see
which topics my listeners enjoy most, and then craft additional content around these topics to dig deeper and further engage with my audience. Listeners have also commented that they enjoy being able to find the podcast on a platform they already use, which is a win-win for everyone. I appreciate that Spotify takes special care to be sure that the people who need and want the information on my podcast can access it. End quote. Dr. Joy Harden Bradford. She is the host for Therapy for Black Girls. I have not heard her yet. I'm just reading a random one that Spotify put up there. There's a couple other ones. This one's called Beach to Sunday, Water to Wet. I like that. Beach to Sunday, Water to Wet. Water to Wet. Like water to. T-O-O. Support from Spotify has given us the opportunity to reach listeners from all over the world. Not even a month into our show, we found ourselves featured on the podcast homepage, leading to massive growth in our audience. Spotify's platform continues to unlock our show's full potential. Alex and Christine Schaefer. They're Beach to Sunday, Water to Wet. Starting a podcast. The easiest way to make a podcast. Create and host unlimited episodes. Distribute your show everywhere and make money all for free. I say this a lot in my ads. You'll hear that. I have that same ad running, and that's how I get my money. Here's what I noticed. There's a thing called CPM, which is, I believe, cents per mile, or, you know, it's like listeners per mile, but it's cents per mile, or something like that, cents per mile. So if somebody's listening to California for a certain amount of time, I'm getting, you know, that amount per mile. The max on Anchor is $15. I am pushing $13+. So I remember when I started, I was like two something, you know, that's like nothing, but I don't care about the money. Like, it's great because, like I said, most of the money goes either putting it into the podcast or I put it into the foundation. All right. Now, I've already spent more money than I've made on podcasting alone. But if I blew up and became super, you know, like just famous, or like I'm talking about in the podcast realm, and I'm getting subscribers and Spotify out there, they want to sponsor me and they want to put ads when somebody listens to my show. You don't really have to pay anything for it unless you get the premium edition, which I suggest you do. Let me tell you something. I've went from Spotify to Amazon. I even have YouTube. I have YouTube Premium. I don't really use that as much. I use Spotify. I like both of them, but for some reason, Spotify, I've went back to multiple times. First, they gave me like 4 months for free, but that wasn't it. You know, they just have, it's so easy, and the quality is amazing. Now, Amazon has really good quality. I'm talking about Amazon Music. The prices are like pretty much similar, but Spotify just has that edge. It has that edge, and that's just my personal opinion. Like I said, I don't think one is better than the other, because there is things on Amazon that Spotify doesn't have and vice versa. But I think for the quality of the music, that is better. That's it. That's my opinion. But like I said, I don't think one beats another. That's just my personal opinion. And the only reason why I say it is because I'm always honest with you guys. Not because I, you know, do a podcast on Anchor and Spotify pick them up. It's not to get anything out of it. It's not that they're hearing this and I'm making anything. You know, I'm being honest. I really just want to get this foundation going, and I want to get subscribers, which is coming on the next year. I want you guys there with me. I'm going to be doing something really, I'm going to try to do something really epic, something different, hasn't been done before in podcasting. I don't want to talk about it, but if I get five subscribers, you know, I'm going to have that jump into that opening into the podcast realm, which not too many people are going to be able to do that, unless obviously, you know, I'm canceling out the famous people, because obviously people make movies for some reason, they need to do podcasts, which is fine. I've knocked them before, but you know, this is podcasting 5 through 7. Now my 8 through 10 is going, that's probably later on. Like I said, I wanted to wait until I got some more information, because the 1 through 4 was terrible. Like, I didn't have anything. Like, I just threw together something at the last minute, and I was like, that was shit. I want to give him something better. So, what do you want to... You want to learn from the best, right? So, here it is. In this podcast, Gimlet, I guess... I believe his name is John. It might be John. I'm not sure if it's John Gimlet, or if that's his first name. Gimlet. That's G-I-M... L-E-T, co-founder Alex Bloomberg provides advanced tips on topics like booking interviews, recording good tape, and editing. Completing stories to help podcasters on Spotify take their shows to the next level. There you go. That's Gimlet Academy. This dude's like a professional on basically what I'm telling you, but I'm just telling you from my point of view. It's not like YouTube, okay? People make podcasts. I call them vlogs. I mean, you know, I took a stab at them too, so I'm trying to be really professional here. And listen, I will have no problem saying go listen to this person, go follow that person. You should. If you don't like my material or what I'm talking about on all my other shows, I get it. It's like, you know, some people don't want to listen to the same shit. That's why I try to mix it up and do 3 episodes a week. Each episode's different. I try to have guests on. I will be having more guests on. But, you know, it's not going to be just Swade all the time. Swade be podcasting has his own thing. But, you know, he's more than welcome to come on. He's going to be my co-founder, which he hasn't heard. I made last week or whatever day was one of the episodes was The List, and then the recent one was it's right here, the storytelling duo. I basically had me and my pop sit down and shoot the shit. It was funny. All right, but if you're not going to make a podcast out there and you're just interested in how this is done, I mean, it's not really hard. The editing can be a pain in the ass. So, I mean, if you want to get into it, start out slow. But this is stuff that I wish I would have looked up a little bit more. I learned this pretty much all on my own, except for Anchor. They had like a little list there, like a couple episodes put together on how to do something. You know, like how to start, have a structure, which I didn't. I mean, I was just talking to a buddy of mine, which I'll give him a little shout out. That's MK. I'll just call him MFK. He knows who he is. I was talking to him late last night, and we were talking about, just in general getting things out. Like, ADHD and stuff like that. I kind of lost my train of thought because I have like 4 things up. But, I was talking to him about, hey, you should come on my show and talk about this, that, and the other thing. And I'm sorry that I did. I really lost my train of thought. I had like 3 hours of sleep last night. And, you know, he was telling me some really interesting,
interesting things. He's a little younger than me. But giving him a shout out because what we talked about, and hopefully maybe I'll have him on the show. I even asked him, you should come on my show. It might not be for him, but he seemed like he'd be that type of guy to do it. He sounds like me. Like, basically, we're all fucked up, ADHD. We're all humans, guys. You know, I'm not better than you. You're not better than me. It's not that type of thing. You know what I mean? Like I was telling him, if I can help one person out there, that's great. Now, getting on the other aspect of all this, if you are trying to do, if you're in the thought process of doing a podcast, and I'm going to get a little deep here. This is for a girlfriend of mine. I'm not going to say her name until she gets, you know, her podcast out there, or if she wants to do one. She's been having some stress. You know, she goes through a lot. She's going through a lot right now. I wish her nothing but the best. I mean, she's been my friend for years. It's not like that. It's not like what you think. But it's the point where I've been telling her, hey, look, why don't you do a podcast? Because she don't have like a whole bunch of people to talk to. Maybe her family, you know, or she has her sister, her friend, whatever. But sometimes it's good to vent it out, like how I started. So if you're hearing this, like, I'm not going to say, I'm just going to say R. We'll just say R. So R, if you're hearing this, I'm going to call you R-Bot. R-Bot. She'll get it. If you're hearing this, I hope you're doing good. I'm going to be seeing you soon again. But we talked about this, and you could see that I do it. And if I could do it, you could do it. I mean, shit, you're smarter than I am. So, you know. And that's the great thing about podcasting, especially on Anchor or whatever. You don't have to do it live. It's not in the moment, okay? I personally don't care if it is or it isn't, but some people do. Some people are better at talking with other people. I could sit here and talk and rant and rave and go on about things. Fortunately, today, that's not what it's about. It's about podcasting. So for the last little paragraph here, get to know your audience, okay? Because people are logged in and listening every day. Spotify gives you a powerful snapshot of who your listeners are, like your analytics and stuff, what episodes they're streaming the most, and even the music they love, which is true. I found out today. It was like, my listeners like this type of music. So I noticed, you know, in my analytics, which I had to go into Spotify and, you know, get all that done, which you'll learn later, and I'll try to cover that through 8 through 10, that they're insights that will help you plan future episodes or get sponsors. You can also dive deeper into each episode with details around how long people listen and where they start and stop, all while tracking your followers, your follower growth. Okay, so that's it for Spotify and, you know, Spotify and Anchor and any platform, Amazon, any outlet out there to get your outlet off, to get your vent off is great. So, little tip from me personally, just vent it out, and you can hear, I hopefully can hear the difference from the Anchor headset plugged in versus using a good Dolby On type of app or Audio Lab, which is, like I said, you guys gotta check it out because it's free and they have everything just like Dolby On. Alright guys, that's gonna do it for me and the Jimmy James Show. This is podcasting 5 through 7, and like always, take care of yourselves and one another.
Hey, this is John from Anchor. And today we're going to be talking about how to add sponsored segments to your episodes. The general idea behind sponsored segments is that you're putting placeholder ad slots into your episode wherever you want an ad to play. If a sponsor is available, we'll play your ad at that slot. You can think of these sponsored segments as kind of empty containers that are ready to be filled with ads later. So one thing to remember is that ads won't appear in your episodes unless you've recorded them yourself. In an episode on Anchor, you can add up to 3 sponsorship segments. You can add segments anywhere inside your episode, but they cannot come at the very end. If you'd like to insert an ad in the middle of your show, that's what we would call mid-roll, you're going to have to split the audio from the rest of your episode. If you've already got episodes inside Anchor that you'd like to add mid-rolls to, you can use the split tool to break them into multiple segments, and then you can drag sponsorship segments in between those splits to insert your ads. If you're creating a brand new episode, you might find that the easiest way to insert advertisements would be to upload your episode in multiple chunks. So for instance, I could upload this episode in two halves, and then insert a sponsored segment between the two. Again, these sponsored segments don't contain the ads themselves. They're just an indicator for where ads will be inserted in your final episodes. Anchor will match you as soon and as often as we can to maximize your potential revenue.